Hey everyone, welcome to episode 4 of Lack of Focus Plays D&D 5e, I suppose. Deeper, darker, and danker.
Ooh,
Yeah,
ooh.
it was easy to name this one because of where we ended. So, good times. Speaking of where we ended, our intrepid heroes have been exploring the basement to some spooky house that some, what they thought were children, turned out to be ghosts of children. Had told him it was a monster in the basement. So they came all the way up to the attic to find a secret door to go all the way down into the basement, put the remains of some children to rest, and then started killing lots of monsters that were in the basement, apparently, including, but not exclusive to, a mimic which just finished messing up Ed's day. So,
Just a little.
yeah. So we resume the game with a short rest just finishing up, and basically that's because Gabe missed the last session and I didn't want to screw him over of having used all of his abilities and all his cool stuff to keep him alive and not giving him any agency in what he did. So the only thing Gabe lost is his inspiration.
Oh,
Everyone
yeah.
else should still have the inspiration for not falling in that death trap.
No, I think I spent mine too because mine's clicked off.
Okay, yeah. So,
Sorry,
but
it's not it wasn't just him.
I definitely clicked it off his character sheet, but he did fall in a trap, which was unfortunate. But hey ho,
Yeah.
we inspirationed that away.
Magic.
Yeah, so we will pick it back up from there. So obviously the gloopy corpse of the thing that wasn't a door is like congealed in the corner. You're all sat around the den with the table and the chandelier suspended above it, and there's like the cold earthen walls around you. You can still hear the faint chanting coming from the corridor to your east, which is up the map for some reason. I mean,
Yeah.
I suppose I could. It's my game. I could change it and just say the north. It's fine.
So, did we ever like I know we haven't fully revealed, but we started talking about like it looks like there was a bedroom back there, back over here.
So you didn't go in there while you were resting, so I'm not going to let you explore and rest at the same time.
No,
Like you can
I
wander
went
around
back
bits
there.
you've seen, but yeah. So you can see a bed and a footlocker, like a side table.
Okay, well, I'm going to go in and take a peek so we can kind of get this one out of the way to see what's kind of in this room and see what jumps out and kills me.
Okay, well, there is, as you can see, there are a big bed. There's a footlocker. There's a wardrobe. There's two candelabras. It's a big four-poster bed, and that was a side table here.
That's what this is, right? That table.
Yeah.
What's in the footlocker?
You wanting to start rummaging in the footlocker?
If you don't mind.
Okay. Well, you flip it open because it looks like it's open, and there's a folded cloak in there. You gonna like move stuff around because that's a
Oh, yeah,
folded
no, I'm
cloak on
kind of
top of it.
filtering
So,
what's in there.
well, oh, in that case, Ed, in that case,
Like
like,
throw initiative.
yeah, I would like you to all roll initiative.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Always get burned with this. Wait, Dave, did I tell you how to do the dice rolling, or you didn't turn the dice rolling on for yours? Did you
He
even
should still
tell?
be able to control his own character. I only added you, I didn't.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Why can't I find initiative? Me. Wait, I wasn't clicked on me. God, I always make the same stupid mistake every session.
I got free.
Every session I make the same stupid mistake. There we go.
Okay, so I'm going to move that. I always make the same mistakes as well, it's fine.
Glad I'm not the only one.
So as you are hunched over, so you're in this space looking in the chest.
Yep.
Yeah, and you hear the sound of claws digging through some earth, and you see two adult kind of shapes. They look a little bit rotten and worse for wear. But they start clawing their way out of what looks to be two alcoves in the walls.
So something in the chest triggered that, or just me at my proximity triggered that?
Just starting my moving stuff out of the footlocker. They were quite happy to hide and let you have your rest as long as you didn't disturb them. But
Ah.
We want the cool stuff. Not if it's cool stuff, who can say? Might be like really, really boring stuff.
That would be my luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I guess I'll kind of yelp down the hallway saying, guys, there's some things coming out of the wall.
It isn't a quiet noise of them digging through the walls.
Oh, well, in that case, in the words of the great Bill Paxton, I will say, they're in the walls. They're coming out of the goddamn walls.
So they look pretty similar to the ghouls that you fought earlier, only these ones seem a little bit more beefy, and they're wearing like black cultist robes. And I'll take a perception check. Sean and Ed. Yeah, Sean and Ed can take a perception check. You're the only people who should be able to see them properly.
We found shit.
They definitely look like they could have been people once.
That's what happens when you roll low in your perception. Okay.
Yep. So Adara is we'll up first.
One of these sessions.
I just can't read or speak, so probably not. Greg's up first.
I'm going to target the only one I can see, the partial one that's coming out in front of. That's the one.
Yep.
And just check my. Guess I'll use my last spell slot, and I will witch them.
That concerns me.
So that is a test for me, was it? Dexterity or wisdom? I can't remember.
No, it's a to hit for me.
Oh, yeah, you rolled to hit.
Cool.
Oh, well. Well.
On that note.
Well, let's just see how lucky we get.
I always get lucky enough to roll the one for damage.
That's my first round.
Ooh.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Minus 20 hit points. It looks like...
Ed might actually survive.
It looks like she didn't enjoy that.
Adara kicking ass from a mile away.
Okay, so this one is going to finish clawing its way out of the wall, and then it's going to... we'll do this one.
Yeah.
An 8 doesn't hit, I assume.
AC 15, I'm good.
Don't know what you're worried about. Easy. The female ghast is going to fling herself out of the wall and then crouch on the bed and take a bite at you.
At advantage, no less.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can do it, why shouldn't I?
Yeah, right?
So does a 6 hit?
No.
Oh, well. She shouldn't have gotten the bed, evidently.
All right, so again, familiarize with my rules. Can I make... Since I'm still staying engaged, a move here to get out of advantage.
So you'd be disengaging from this one, so I get an opportunity attack.
Okay,
so no matter if you want, what I would do in this situation to, if you want to get out of one, is just take a disengage action and put a tank in between you and them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping to do. But I was also hoping, there's a part of me that thinks that I could swing at her.
You could maybe kill her. You've no idea how much health she's got left. There's black energy.
Locked on her too, right? So she's going to take that damage again next round.
Yeah.
Oh, so there'd be a waste actually then.
It might be better to focus on the one above you.
Yeah, and then like take a 5-foot step this way.
All get to go again before they do because they've already gone.
Correct. All right, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take my swing at the one that's still in the wall then.
Okay.
Go.
24, that's a critical, will indeed hit. Crits for days, man.
I know. Woo-hoo.
So, 15 damage to him.
Max damage, max hit.
Good stuff.
I will take that 5-foot in this direction just to get out of advantage.
Yeah, so pushing over the table and hiding in the corner, back to them, sword out. Yeah.
I'll attack the upper one.
Okay, so going for this one. Cool.
All day long.
Okay, cool. Crits for days, whatever. So I didn't want it to be a challenging dungeon anyway. I don't know what you guys are complaining for. Oh, sorry, Ed, I need you to take a constitution save for me as well, DC 10.
Sure, can I ask why?
Because it's in the rules. You started within 5 feet of them, and the horrible stench coming off these corpses.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so you failed that, so you would be poisoned. So your attack would have been at disadvantage, but it doesn't matter. We'll call it fine. You know, I don't want to take that crit away from you. My fault for forgetting the rules. I'll get you next time.
You will get me.
So nine damage.
Yeah, I took that off, Sean. Thank you. Okay, Gabe is up.
Do you think you can squeeze in? Yeah, you can do the pop-out thing. I think you're at 30 feet, so you're at 5, 10...
Oh, let's check. So you go. So the thing with a ruler can go, and every time you press Q, so you can get to there for 20 feet. That should be 25 feet, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I mustn't have set this map up properly. Okay, yeah, it's fine.
That's okay. Pull your character sheet up again. I know it's been a bit. I would pop it out. It's that little upper left hand corner. There you go. Use your big double split. Well, whichever axe. You use whichever one makes you
happy. The axe was doing well for him last week.
Yeah, the axe was doing really well for him. You have no shield, so you can do two-handed.
As was the hammer and the crossbow.
Ooh, big swing with it.
A 16 will hit. So, 8 damage. Takes 8 more. So she is not looking very healthy anymore at all. And we have Greg. So you just want to pulse that witch bolt again?
It's only the first number, though.
Yeah, yeah. So 10. So yeah, she shrieks and calls out, take a perception test. It'll be based on hearing if you have any advantages to that.
Who?
All of you. Okay. Bloody hell, Sean, save some 20s for other people. So you can just make out a rasping of her name. She calls out to her love and she's Gustav, and then her torso kind of explodes with some horrible witch bolt damage.
Gustav.
Huh? Oh, isn't that the people from the crypt, the two empty crypts in the very first room that we explored?
I think that might be. I think we may have found what was left of the parents.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
At some point, we're going to come back around and we can look.
Well, he's not overly happy that you just murdered his wife. So he's going to probably stay where he is so that I don't give you all attacks of opportunity.
He's not blinded by rage. He just wants to step out for advantage.
He can still get you from there.
I know. I went through
17. Oh, I love it when a 17 hits.
Who's he attacking?
Oh, we all
always Ed.
Chris.
Always Ed.
Yeah.
What happens at the beginning if you start within 5 feet? Oh, I guess that's on the player's turn.
Yeah. On the player's turn, yeah. Yeah. So Ed, you this is gonna be fun. So 17 hits, I'm assuming. Yep. It hit last time. So you take 11 damage.
Yep.
And now you take
an elf.
Oh, it's immune? God.
I believe elves are immune to paralyzation and petrification, right? Or is it just sleep?
It's charm and sleep.
Oh, yeah. Paralyze away.
So I need a DC 10 constitution check with disadvantage, please, because you're already poisoned.
Okay, you have advantage or saving throws against being charmed, and magic cannot put you to sleep. That's it. So you need a constitution saving throw again?
Yeah. Yep. But this is disadvantage now.
Okie dokie.
Oh, you love it. Why would you be paralyzed? Okay. So, Ed, you need to take a constitution saving throw because of a horrible stench coming from your pants.
Coming from my pants, probably right.
You're fine.
All right, yep. So I'm going to try to get one more swing in here. Oh.
I mean, you don't become poisoned by the stench, but... It obviously affected you anyway as you fumble with your sword trying to, like, get this guy off you.
I was like, oh, that's awful.
Okay. Theseus, do you want to try and finish him off instead? Yeah. So you are poisoned. So you have disadvantages until the start of your next turn. So you'll be rolled to attack with disadvantage. A 7 will miss. Gabe, you're not within 5 feet of him. So go for it. Is going to be able to, like, wreck him real bad.
You can just take a step, 5 foot step in.
Gokfar. I always get it wrong. Every time I get it wrong. It's just disrespectful.
Choppy chop time?
Choppy chop
time. Yeah. 26 will hit. 15 damage is enough. There we go. Yep. So you decapitate the horrible ghast before he gets to lament anything about him and his wife both being dead.
He didn't get a chance to go say anything.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't too bad, was it?
It wasn't too bad. I noticed something out of close combat.
Well, you need to start not rummaging around in chests when everyone else is in a different room.
Yes, you're right. You are correct, sir.
So, speaking of the chest, I'm probably going to show this. Can I show it? Yeah. So there is the robe in there doesn't actually look like it's a black robe. It looks like it's a nice shimmering kind of blue material. So completely different to what they have now. You open it out, it's actually not a fully enclosed robe. It looks more like a cloak.
Gotcha.
Underneath the cloak, you find that there is a small wooden coffer. There is some chainmail. There's a mess kit. There's a flask that has a wax seal on, like a clay urn with a stopper in it, and there's like lots and lots of wax on top of it, kind of holding it shut and sealed. There's a bullseye lantern. There's a set of thieves' tools. There's a big, heavy book with a yellow cover.
Do detect magic ritual?
Yeah.
It only takes 10 minutes, so can do.
Sure, we'll lay all the stuff out on the bed.
Yeah.
And then cast detect magic as a ritual.
Yeah, anyone doing anything in 10 minutes it takes him to do this?
So I took 11 hit points. I have a cure wounds. I'm debating using it, but then we're out of cures, are we not?
We are.
If this book is what I think it is, we might want to take a long rest.
Okay, well, if that's the case, I'm going to go ahead and blow this now, then.
I mean, it would really suck to go in, if it was at another level to this dungeon and you had no heals left.
Yeah, that would suck, wouldn't it? All right, I'm going to go ahead and take my 5 hit points back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
So whilst Eddie's doing that, there is a magical aura coming from the cloak. And I need to look up... is it... It's from the same school as you, I believe. Is it your...
Abjuration?
Yeah, that's the protection stuff, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. There is a magical aura, kind of, not from the wooden box itself, but it looks like it's kind of gleaming out from the seal around it.
So the seal itself was magical.
But no, this is the wooden so coffer.
Something inside the coffer is emanating magic, is what.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm just going to ask, which is going to ruin the surprise, but would a spellbook give off magic?
I don't think.
Because it would have to be like the scroll, because it doesn't do anything magic itself. So the book doesn't give off any any magical aura. I wonder what that could be.
What about the chainmail?
No, that's the only stuff is something inside the wooden box and the cloak.
So in order to find out what's inside the coffer, we'd have to open that up, the small wooden box, correct?
Yep.
All right, I'm tired of saying, who wants to open the box?
No, I'll open the box, that's fine.
Sure. It's not locked, so as you open it, there are four vials in it containing a red vital-looking liquid. So
if we're going to spend some time here, I could probably do a ritual identifies on the vials.
So you recognize the vials. You've seen these before. The potions of healing.
Woo!
Yeah, so you have four potions of healing,
right?
Yeah. I believe you've found one already, I think, from upstairs in this... I think you found one already as well. I can't remember if you've used it or not.
I'm going through my note.
Do we each want to take one?
Yeah. And then the cloak was gave off the abjuration thing.
Okay. Well, I will assume, though maybe incorrectly, that is probably just like a cloak of protection or something.
Take an arcana check.
Okay. Where are we here?
You would be assuming correctly. I think I can... No, I can't show it to you. But yeah, it's a cloak of protection. It's from your school. You know it's magical. And like you've seen them before. So You know that it would require attunement if it were to work.
Right.
So for those less familiar, a cloak of protection is this. So a wondrous uncommon item requires attunement, gives a +1 bonus to AC and saving throws while you wear it.
Oh, very nice. I assume our mage is going to be taking that.
Well, it's up to you guys.
Ow. Well, I'm trying to figure out what armor I'm currently wearing. Why can't I find
it? So you could wear it and become AC 18, but I don't know if you're wearing chainmail would be...
The chainmail I was thinking.
Probably better than what you have.
And that's where I'm trying to find that, and I can't seem to find...
Except for the chain... Probably so count as full dex bonus, so he's probably wearing leather armor.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't find that on the sheet, though.
What does it say in your possessions?
Possessions? Is that going to be in the bio?
Yeah, it's on the front page, the big long thing down that has, like, all the items you have.
Oh, okay,
gotcha. Leather armor, yeah. Yeah. You're wearing leather at the moment.
So, if I wore it, I'd lose how much of my dex
bonus? So, there's an easy way to do this. Give me a moment.
Sure.
It was me. I would suggest that you give the cloak to one of the tanks.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
It's just a straight up AC saving throw bonus. And I don't even know that I've been swung at yet.
Yeah, so putting the chainmail on takes your armor to 16 instead of 17 because you'll lose your dex bonus.
That is better basic protection, but you don't get to count your full dex bonus.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for people that don't have very much dexterity.
Right.
Right.
Would anybody else benefit from that then?
I already have chains, so I'm good.
Gabe, what are you currently working with? Go to your character sheet, scroll down to the bottom. Oh, you already have chains.
And it's going to be big and bulky. We might as well just like leave it in the chest.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The extra one AC bonus is not super enticing.
We'll take this, the thieves' tools, just in case your buddy decides to join later on.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got that, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. Okay, so I've got your armor class showing as 15 with leather armor.
Correct.
Yeah, so it would give you 16, but then... So your armor would go up, but I don't know...
One, but I'd be losing a lot and losing my 4 dex bonus.
You don't lose it for, like, weapon attacks and anything. You just lose it for calculating your armor class.
Yeah, so I think, unless I'm being a moron, I think he's actually better off just wearing the chainmail at the moment.
Okay.
Unless I'm... I'll look at it once we're going, but...
The last thing in there was that... you said something with a stopper, right? Like a flask or something like that?
Yeah.
Can I make some sort of arcana or investigation or something like that?
Take an investigation check, yeah. So, as you're looking at it, there's definitely some liquid inside that sloshes around. You're not familiar with... exactly what it is, because there's not, you can't even smell anything coming from it sealed that tightly, but there's no discernible marking on it that you can see and understand. In fact, give me a second.
Like, is the flask itself like transparent?
No, it is like a clay flask. It looks like I can tell you exactly what it looks like, but then you'll know what it is. Like,
oh, Greg will know what it is. I have a pretty good idea what it is. But
yeah, it looks like one of those little things that the guy in Game of Thrones is passing around to Cersei. Like, yeah. This looks like it could be fun. Burn them all.
A good ranged item. I think we probably need to secure it in something. I'm guessing that it's alchemical fire.
And careful not to drop it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not best in the hands of someone who's going to get hit a lot.
Yeah, no, I don't want it. Burning alive does not sound like
fun. Well, I'll find. Let's just see. If that box was large enough to hold 4 healing potions, is it large enough to hold this flask?
Roll me. What would be like tinkering type of thing? Let me have a look. Do a dexterity check. Whoever wants you want to do it to see if you can, like, because it's weighed out to hold the vial, like the vials. Yeah. You think it is going to be secured in there, but you're not 100% certain. Like I said, it will fit in and it will close, and like it has a rest, but the size of the curvature of the 4 portions is different to the curvature on this sphere with a stopper on it, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Well, so you think it would need more bodging for you to be, you know, more egg boxes packed around it before you were 100% comfortable?
But it's better than just like putting it in your bag.
Yeah, it's better than it was, but
even if it doesn't shut all the way, I'll like wrap something around it to keep it secure. Yeah. I just don't want it busted open. Okay. Yeah. And then
basically, if you fall down a hole whilst you're carrying it this way, I'll give you advantage on the check. But it's not perfect.
Yeah, no, that's good. And you said there's a spellbook.
I did say it was a spellbook, yeah. Are you going to spend the time reading it now?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you guys want to take a rest and recover our spells and everything? And then I can like look through the spellbook and see if there's anything in there that we could use.
Yep.
So as you're going through the spellbook, then you find that... Yeah, you can make all of these out. It is definitely a wizard spell book. It contains Disguise Self, Identify, Mage Armor, Magic Missile, Protection from Good and Evil as level 1 spells. And then as level 2 spells, it contains Dark Vision, Hold Person, Invisibility.
Cool.
God damn it. I should have just changed. I had the power to just not give you invisibility. And Magic Weapon.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It's not great, but it covers a lot of holes. If you take the normal wizard spells that you should take, it fills a lot of holes.
Okay, so how with this full rest thing, I spend one of my hit dice, correct?
Yeah,
you get.
So you get half of the hit dice that you've spent rounding up back, and you can also spend them to recover hit points as well. It's up to you which order you do it. Okay,
I have two total.
If you use one and then recover them, you'll be back up to full, but you won't be able to use any more of them until you rest again. If you use two, you'll only recover one, but you'll have used two. I think that's right. I'm sure I explained that properly. I'm not going crazy.
So the right order is to use the one that I have.
So the right order is use one, then make an informed decision on if you want to use the second one or just go back up to full, because you can use one after a short rest as well.
Okay. Well, I'm only down 6 hit points. That's all. So if I use one, I go back to full and then I get one back, correct?
Yeah, so you'll be back to... Yeah, you'll be full on hit dice and near enough full on health probably. So I was going to put the... So what I'm going to do, Ed, just in case I'm wrong, I'm relatively sure that you're going to be better off with a chainmail for now.
Okay.
So I'll just put that on now, and then if I'm wrong in the way that it's functioning, because I've never played a class that can actually use both, so...
Woohoo!
Yeah. So you've got chainmail on, and you have your leather dashed if you want to keep it, or you can leave it behind, but... If it turns out I've screwed you over, we can just hand wave it at a later date.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll go with that then.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do... You're fine. Nothing happens. You see a rat running around the corner, and then it goes into a room that had the statue of Strahd in it. You hear a bit of gnawing, and then it just fades back into a normal chanting that you've been hearing.
Okay, good. So that was during our rest.
Yep.
All right. So are we good to go now?
No.
I'm going to take the time to copy some of these spells into my spellbook because I have a bunch of them already. So just simply so we don't have to cart a second book around.
Do you have enough ink and
quill?
Yeah.
And any abjuration spells only take half the resources and time.
Yeah.
We'll see how.
I'm just saying, like, you could copy ones that you've already, the ones you don't have in this book, you could copy to that one. And the ones you don't have in that one, you could copy in the other one and just have two spell books.
Yeah.
Because it would really suck if you got wet.
That's the way spell books work, but okay. Yeah. It's up to you, which is dangerous. Anytime I leave things up to you.
I'm just saying, if it were going to make a magic item, which was a really cheap spell book that, you know, could survive being submerged in water, that would indicate that normal spell books can't survive being submerged in water. There would be no need for that magic item. I already gave you 3 blank books that were a bit smaller to also use as extra spell books. I mean, I could be doing it for no reason at all.
That was very generous of you. Oh, great and powerful game master.
So at the moment, your spell book is a book written on normal paper. If you want it to be anything above and beyond that, you'll need to start kind of like enchanting it yourself or getting extra, you know, like copying it on hook in human skin that you've tattooed it on. I don't know what kind of necromancer evil wizard you want to be, but there must be a reason why they make books like that, you know? So, yeah, don't get it wet, be all right. But you've got a backup now. You can leave one in the wardrobe and it'll be fine. Oh, you didn't check the wardrobe.
Oh, I was just going to say, were we finished with the room?
Our wardrobe's empty.
Ah, boo.
Yeah. So what do you guys want to do?
Well, looks like we only have one place left to go, which is up and around and up to this point here.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this announcement ahead of time. I am switching to my bow. Is there a way that I could, because I don't have a scabbard for this long sword, is there a way that I can jam it into a belt that's not going to interfere with me, or is it going to be cumbersome?
You can, like, use a strap and, like, tie it to, like, belt it around twice and, like, use a waist belt and strap it to you. Like,
okay.
There's ways and means. Like, again, it's going to be a bonus action or an action to get it ready if you want him to fight in close combat. But that's how it works now anyway, so it won't be any harder or easier.
Okay.
You don't have, like, Uzi 9mm on, like, underarm holsters for easy access.
Gotcha. Okay, well then, yeah, I am switching to my bow, and that is going to be used my primary weapon, but I will holster, so to speak, that in the event that I need.
Yep, not a problem.
So, Chris, real quick. We were talking about it last week. With my light spell on my mace, do you want me to continue casting it every hour, or are we just saying perpetual motion?
So what's going to happen is when you're actively playing, I'm keeping track in my head of how long your light spell has been up. I'm working on the assumption that the last thing you do after a rest is recast light.
Yep.
If you ever want that to not be the assumption, let me know.
I'll tell you, yeah.
But okay. At the moment, so you did just find a bullseye lantern as well.
Yeah, someone else can have that because I can cast light at will.
Yeah.
Gabe would like a bullseye lantern.
Sure.
Gabe would like a bullseye lantern.
It's more so the reason bullseye lanterns are good, just as a general conversation point, is that you can reduce the amount of light that comes from it. Whereas in if Sean's mace is lit, that's not very subtle. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to cover it.
And that's why I said, if you ever want the assumption to be that you didn't cast light on your mace, that's on you to tell me, or I can run on the assumption that you never cast it. But it's one way or the other.
I figure what I would do, if need be, is just cover.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you guys, I'm just going to drag you guys back to the stairway just so that you don't have to worry about finding the directions.
Sounds good.
Gabe knows to not step beyond this point. I'm not putting you in any specific marching order. I'm just putting you in the rough location that you would have been heading to, I assume, because that's what you just said.
It is. I'd prefer not to be the guy in the front. So, Gabe, I think you and I can switch.
So as you got to that part before, same as when you walked past it last time, the chanting kind of is definitely wider, definitely coming from down the stairway.
Sounds like we're going to be in for some fun. So, Gabe, do you want to move yourself in front?
It's obvious to any character standing at the top of his 20-foot-long staircase that the ghostly chants originate from somewhere down below. Characters who descend the stairs automatically... No, nothing. Don't worry about that. Shouldn't have read that bit out loud.
No, down. You're going
the
down.
Stairs of TPK.
Okay, so you want Gabe in the front?
Yep.
Who's second? We go in this marching order.
Ed and then Zara than me.
And that, okay, so that's a happy marching order for everyone.
It's a happy marching order.
Okay, so I'm just gonna move you down the map so I can actually drag you easier without resizing everything. So as you head down the stairs, Gabe will see. On the wrong way, obviously. Why wouldn't I be? A few rats Right, scuttling in the corner, which will, as you guys move down the stairs, they kind of notice you and then run down this way.
They're like running, run away!
Yeah, but you are in a what looks to be a wide room with wooden pillars supporting the ceiling as you're getting deeper into the rough-hewn mud and stone and clay. And there are lots of little alcoves around the walls. Two Gabe's left, he sees a small mummified little yellowy greenish hand on a loop of rope.
Vecna! Wait, wrong world. Gabe, would you like to go in looking into some of these alcoves, or slowly but surely? He seems reluctant.
Definitely hear the chanting as you get into a room. You can take perception test for me. Don't move any further, Ed, sorry.
Sure, sorry.
That's all right, just as you get closer, it gets easier to make out what we're saying. So your perception test would get easier. But as it happens, you rolled a 22, so it's fine. He is ancient. He is the land. He is ancient. He is the land. He is ancient. He is the land. Over and over in a monotonous, ghostly, monotone chant. He is ancient. He is the land.
Got it. I think they might be talking about somebody. May have seen a statue of him earlier.
So, Gabe can see a knife that looks like it is carved from bone.
No one's touching anything, right?
So now you can hear what they're saying. You can move a little bit more freely.
Okay.
I'm just going to make the test easier.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, look, a slip and slide.
It's a water slide. As you get there, Ed, you see another swarm of rats. There are actually a couple of rats. It's not actually a rat swarm, despite what it looks like.
Gotcha.
Run down here as well.
Okay, so they're hiding out down there.
You can't really make out after that because it's a relatively steep slope.
Gotcha. So does anyone want to start taking a look around some of these items in these alcoves? I feel like there's potentially something important to the items that are here. Can I do like a little window shopping without touching kind of, hey, what's in that corner? What's in that corner?
Yeah. So Gabe's looking at this one. He sees that one would be a dagger with a rat skull set into a pommel.
Ooh, that could be a cool toy, Gabe.
Sorry, my earbud got knocked out. What was it?
It is a rat skull pommel dagger. Okay.
This one is like an orb of some form.
An arm?
So, an orb. An orb.
Orb. I thought you said
orb. Orb. There's a folded cloak over here.
Are these alcoves, or are they like niches, or...?
It's more of a niche, yeah.
About shelves?
Yeah. Hand-hewn into this. It reminds you kind of where the snake monster thing, worm monster thing was hidden, but on a smaller scale. They've definitely been placed here with some reverence.
Chanting coming from the hallway to the south? Well, like the
bottom? It's coming from down here is where you could hear it reverberating from.
Down the slip inside.
Yeah. So, Ed, can you take a perception test from that square?
Yeah. No, we ain't found shit.
Yeah. So you definitely know that that's where the rats went, and that's where the chanting's coming from, and no more than that.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
So does any of these items hold any significance, I'm asking, our mage-type person?
Actually, I would have Sean maybe make a religion check to see whether these are part of some sort of ritual.
You see something that looks like this.
Oh.
Ooh.
You see a bag. You see a severed finger.
Does that bag
hold? You see... you opening it?
Maybe?
Well, I don't know. It's if you pick it up, it's definitely got a weight to it.
Where's Chad when you need him?
I know, right? Sure, I'll pick the bag up and regret it in the morning.
So you open it and it has like a kind of a phosphorus-y kind of smell to it, but it looks kind of like droppings of some form.
Guano.
Maybe
I'll do that for the mage to determine if it's anything important. It doesn't...
It's a wooden figurine. Its arms crossed over its chest. It's an iron pendant adorned with a devil's face. You're pretty much all the way around now. There's a shrunken and shriveled head of a halfling. There's a small wooden coffer. Open it.
I don't know. I'm having bad luck opening things. Sure. I'll open it.
It has, like, what looks to be a long... It looks kind of like a strip of jerky. Do you want to take a survival test?
Sure. That's something I do well.
It looks like I could... A withered tongue of some form. But it's quite long and thin.
So, really quick. So, we have a mouse head, dagger... Fingers, a wand that's a polymorph, well, a wand with a frog, a box that contains something, a pouch that contains dragon feces. Are these like ritual items that are trying to put somebody back together?
I don't know. Trying to roll a religion check for me?
That's what I'm going to do.
It definitely looks like some form of reliquary. These are all... This room obviously has significance to the people who put them here, but you don't recognize it as any form of religion you're familiar with or why any of these things together would make sense. Do you all want to take either investigation or intelligence checks, depending on if you've got it trained or not?
Investigation for me, so mine's going to be a straight-up intelligence.
Greg, you recognize the orb as some kind of vanished eye, you think, from some like a beholder or a Nothic or something. Ed, you...
I think we gather these items up and take them after we're done and destroy them, just so that they're destroyed. But...
Yeah, no worries.
My only concern is there's like chanting going on, like a ritual's taking place, and these items are not involved.
The pace, timber, and pitch of the chanting has not changed.
So, I don't know, does somebody have like a small sack or something that we can just like take all this stuff and put it in? Or maybe we can get something from the bedroom upstairs that we could, you know, like a pillowcase or something like that. We could just take it all.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyways, that's what we'll do. We'll wrap all the stuff up. And
a pillowcase would work.
Yeah. It's fine.
If I have to run upstairs, we'll grab the pillowcase and come back down and then just take all the stuff. And
I would assume that the ranger would have a backpack or a haversack of some form if you want to throw stuff in there, because you guys don't have that much equipment at the moment anyway. So
yeah, I can do that.
The issue would be if he wants to still carry it or not, but you have a bag on you, your person type thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, that's not the issue. It's just we're put all these items in, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
So have any of you stood in this square yet?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Just asking.
No reason.
I think we explore the not chanty area first.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
Okay.
We go back in our adventuring order and we investigate the non-chanty corridor.
Okay. So... This was going to be where I was going to slot Chad's character in for the first easy point.
Ah, gotcha.
But we don't have one, so Chad's character isn't here yet. So the orc can tell you all what he sees. What he sees would be a series of alcoves, and I don't believe he can make out what's inside them. You can see over here and here, Gabe, you see... some manacles that are empty, and
these look like a murder hallway.
And here, in this square here, Gabe, you see a human skeleton in a tattered black robe, and it is chained to a wall here.
The robe looked like the robes that the Gas were wearing.
Yep.
Okay, makes sense.
So, like a cultist that. Got imprisoned here for some reason.
Or was ritually sacrificed.
Can you all take a stealth check for me?
So does this look like a cells more than a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if Gabe wants to move forwards a little bit, and like you can all get in there. Yeah, so you can, as you get in there, you can make out that there's like a series of cells. All of them have got like manacles. There's no bars in each location, but it definitely looks like, as you get there, go back into that little T-junction, Greg, sorry.
Yep.
Where are we?
Where's our friend, the skeleton?
He is here, but I'm on the wrong way again now. So as you step from when you were get to this point, you startle some more rats, which seem to have been like nibbling on the arm that was out to the side, and they disappear into this room.
You could step in, say what's going on.
So this happened when Greg was there and you were here. So theoretically, as they go to this point, you would get a disengaging strike at them if you wanted to.
Was it a swarm of rats?
There's a few different rats. It's basically like three or four actual rats. I don't have a token for an individual rat. So.
He's like going to try to step on the bastards as they're going by.
So you definitely hit. So you land on one of the rats squirrely, and that causes the rest of them to like squeal and increase their pace a little bit. And that's when they would have made it into here. So let me check. Yeah. Take a perception test for me, Greg. Yeah. So as they went into there, you lost them in the gloom at some point.
Since you seem to be making this relevant, I will go and investigate.
Yeah.
Normally wouldn't follow rats around. Are they gone?
Yeah.
Ooh, they found a hole.
Hey, I guess is investigation to like examine the alcove?
Yeah, you can investigate in there. So you find that this bit of wall here is actually a secret door. Mm-hmm. You know it's a door. You haven't opened it yet.
Okay, well, I'll tell them.
And you can open it if you want.
I'll get the hell out of the room and investigate the rest of the thing. I'm like, there's a... It looks like some sort of trap door in the middle of that cell. I'm not the Mr. Kool-Aid man that goes busting through the wall.
So you find the guy's got a gold ring on his finger.
Obviously gold, right?
Yeah, so. Do you want to make a dexterity check? Yeah, you managed to get the ring off without the finger coming with it. Takes a little bit of rotating and tilting to make sure you don't just pop the desiccated finger off as well. But
I don't know. That might be value added.
Yeah, so.
All right, do you want to try out the old secret door?
Where was it? Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Is it before we Mr. Kool-Aid it? Are there any like holes in the wall that we could see through into that room?
Not that you can see.
Okay. Are we literally opening a door, or are we busting down the wall?
It was basically where it was. This is kind of like what the ghasts came out of. So it's like it was thin bits of wood that had like dirt and stuff wiped up against them. So it's a one use door kind of thing. There's no closing it afterwards.
Gotcha.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so as you step into the room, the chanting you heard throughout the dungeon originates from here. Then you move in, the chanting stops as you peer into a 40-foot square room. The smooth masonry walls provide excellent acoustics. Featureless stone pillars support the ceiling. A breach in the west wall leads to a dark cave heaped with refuge. Murky water covers most of the floor. Stairs lead up to a dry stone ledges that hug the walls. In the middle of the room, more stairs rise to form an octagonal dais that also raises above the water. Rusty chains with shackles dangle from the ceiling directly above the stone altar mounted on the dais. The altar is covered with hideous depictions of grasping ghouls and is stained with dried blood.
How deep's the water? Murky?
So if you... I'm on the wrong layer again. So as you're looking at these steps here, you can see that it gets most of the way down the steps before it goes underwater. So you'd guess about 1 to 3 foot deep.
Not
yeah, depending on how many more steps that you can't make out because of the darkness.
Who's doing the chanting? Because
there is no chanting.
So we were hearing chanting, but there's no persons responsible for said chanting.
And there's now no chanting.
Hmm.
Maybe I was just gaslighting you the whole time, and there's just no, there was no chanting.
It was a record player in the middle of the room.
All right. Venture into a step here and allow some of my compadres to file in.
I don't know a lot about a lob wheel.
Yeah, I was
going to... If you look over here, it looks like this portcullis here has this wheel next to it and there's visible mechanisms that would indicate that they are attached.
Bet you that would have been a bitch to get down to if we'd have gotten stuck down there, and that could have been 2 hours of us trying to get out of this water pit.
Oh, a watery pit. Don't want to get your spell book wet.
Yeah, that would
hopefully we've got a spur. thanks for preemptively warning me, GM.
Yeah, you're the best.
You put it in a plastic satchel.
Unironically, I assume that they have like an oiled wrap that they would keep spell books and stuff like that, so that rain didn't just ruin them. And like dashing through waist high water should be fine.
Your spell takes
fully
like
submerged.
A 1,000 gold worth of ink to scribe your spells in there, but it's just like, you know, a paperback that you dropped in the bathtub.
I don't know. It's magic ink, man. It's not cost you any gold to scribe yet. Not make you spend anything. Okay. Are you going in as well, Greg?
Reluctantly.
Okay. As you get to the Sean.
I want to be here.
Before you get to there, then, Greg.
I'll go back to our left.
This group of rats runs
when the rats
up,
are back.
Runs up here.
So they're getting the hell out of Dodge.
Maybe they're little messengers.
It looks like they've just been running away from people. I don't know.
Can we tell how deep the water is?
Gabe said that it was about between, it looks like it's between 1 foot and 3 foot deep.
Hmm. So there's no way of getting across without dipping into the water.
Nope. Oh, I mean, there's always a way, because I told you there were chains hanging from the ceiling. So depending how good you think you are at your athletics checks, you might be able to, like, gladiator style.
It is only 10 feet. You could probably jump onto the dais in the middle if you wanted.
I was thinking more like jumping from one stair to the other. I wasn't debating.
You need to remember to do a actual jump where you get the, to use the rules, you need a 10-foot head start. So you need to have ran at least 2 spaces in the direction you wanted to jump to get right. that movement.
So that's what I'm saying. I can't
do that. So 5, 10, and then you could try and jump across to here. But
yeah,
you'd have to go... give me 1 second. I actually have this. So you're all in there now. So the water looks like it's, as you're at all actively examining it, looks like it's 2 foot deep. The ledges look like they're 3 feet above the water level. The ceiling for a chamber looks like, from where you are standing, that it's about 11 foot above you. And the chains seem to dangle about just less than 10 feet down from the ceiling. So if there were to be a chain directly above you whilst you were on the where you are stood, you'd be able to reach it because you're all X, like, above 5 feet tall.
Gotcha.
But there is, like, the chains are, like, over on this bit here. So if you wanted to try and swing, it would be a running jump to grab onto one. But at that point, you'd just be as well to jump onto it, if that makes sense.
Right. And the portcullis is down?
The portcullis is down, yes.
Hmm. Well, I think whatever it is we're here for is out in that general direction. Gabe, how do you feel about wandering through some little bit of water? I got your back, bro. Like, back here. Way back.
Ed, you still have your bow drawn, right?
Yes.
Bones are up.
Let's go up first. Let's go up in this direction here. So,
Chris, I'm going to equip my crossbow.
Okay, splash. The water looks like it comes about 2 feet up to the half-orc's, like, knees.
So it's deep, but it's not that deep.
Yeah.
Can I do anything with this mechanism?
Yep. So you can take a strength test. You can use athletics if you want to.
I would offer to help, but that would probably give him disadvantage.
So 6, yeah, it doesn't, like, a couple of mighty heaves and you're, like, the portcullis is coming up relatively quickly. It's not a rapid cog system, but it's definitely going up. If you want to keep doing it,
Why not?
Yeah, so it takes you like maybe 30 seconds to get it all the way up.
Might be our only escape room.
Yeah,
save like more.
Yeah, so as you take your hand off it, it starts spinning as the weight of a portcullis lowers it back down. It takes about 10 seconds to close.
Is there a locking mechanism somewhere in it?
There is an old rope above and to the right of it, and it was as it spins right to left.
Hook it over one of the handles to keep the portcullis up.
Yep, so you make him wind it up again and then hook the handle over it.
And why don't you investigate the rope to see if it's actually strong enough to hold it, or is it just going to, like, give out after, like, as soon as we expect it to be open, it's going to break in.
So, as you investigate it, it's actually just, it is an old rope, and there's a raw iron loop, like, drilled into the wall. So, pulling on the rope, if the half-orc gave it a pull using a strength test and rolled above a number, it probably would break. But you don't know. You don't think it would break.
I have some hemp rope in my backpack.
Yeah.
So why don't we secure the portcullis in the up position with the good rope?
There you go. Good idea.
Oh, you're taking the DM's agency away. Railroading me.
Right, exactly. This is where you tell me that I left my spellbook on the bed upstairs.
Yeah, it's fine. So you'd have to, like, I'm going to assume you can firebolt the old dirty rope away rather than wasting time kind of trying to untie the horrible old rope. But yeah, a couple of minutes
and
it doesn't take long to rejig a nice shiny new hemp rope. You probably only need you probably only need about 4 foot's worth of your rope. If you want to shorten the length of rope you have, that's fine. Sure. Rather than me making you use the entire rope.
I'll take my, like, whatever, 50 feet of rope and just wrap it 900 times around the thing.
That's when you need 50 feet's worth of rope. You're like, I've got a rope. Oh, fuck. That first session. Yeah. Okay, so
I will do that.
The is locked open. Now I need to figure out a way to make this relevant in a future session. Yeah, so your particles is securely locked with new rope.
All right, so while he's doing, when he's done doing that, I think I might check over in this direction.
Yep.
Kind of wade my way through the murky waters.
Yeah, so other than the fact that there's more of a landing around this side, it doesn't look any different. The room seems like almost, symmetrical, apart from where it obviously isn't.
Right.
As in, nothing stands out from this side that didn't on the other side, I suppose, would be an easy way.
All right. Who wants to touch the magic altar?
You're always silent. I don't know what's happened.
I figure the guy with some religious experience might want to go, ooh, what is that?
Yeah, I'll go over slowly and carefully.
Move towards the portcullis.
Yeah. So, the moment you basically... Pick any one of these three squares, Sean.
As I run off down the hallway.
Yeah, as your foot comes, as you're out of the water and rising yourself up the dais, the chanting rises once more as 13 dark apparitions appear on the ledges overlooking the room. Each one resembles a black-robed figure holding a torch, but the torch's fire is black and seems to draw light into it. Where you'd expected to see faces, there are voids. One must die, they chant over and over. One must die. One must die. One must die.
I do not volunteer for that tribute.
Oh! Hold on a minute. I'm going to, like, go through the portcullis into the other room. And I'm going to try to catch me a rat.
What is it? Contested strength checks I need to do here? For grappling a rat?
I'm going to try to, yeah, I guess so.
Catch me a rat.
Dexterity checks?
Can I just bonk one? Like, stun it, and then... That works. But, like, the contested, I'm going to lose the
contested. Are you doing dexterity to try and catch one quickly?
Yes, or? I'm trying to do dexterity to try to catch this rat.
Well, we'll have a... contested dex check, then. Let's go.
All I see in this is the Rocky Balboa scene where he's trying to catch the chicken.
So your hand is on it, and then it's away.
This continues in this room until I catch one.
So I can make this easier. If this is what you're... Are you telling people what you're trying to do?
Well, not really. I just sort of got this idea, and it triggered me, and I ran down the hallway through the thing.
Okay. In that case, I won't put all of the other rats that are on the map for other people to help them. We'll play the game of how long does it take Greg to roll more than Chris. You move to where the rats are. Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to make you chase them. A 15 again.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Ah!
Move to where the rats are. Okay. A fox. So, yeah, so you have a rat in all its squirmy glory. Yeah. Are you going to go down the slip and slide?
No. I'm going back through the, secret door.
Okay.
And I go to Sean, and I hand him the rat.
Here, one die.
And I go hide in the corner again. Being brave is all. I'm like, I think you have to kill it on the altar.
All right, so I'll move up to the altar.
Well, it's a better option than killing us.
One must die. One must die. One must die. One must die.
Who has the rat skull dagger?
I have it all in the bag. I can toss it down.
One must die. Yeah.
Toss it
one
to me real
must
quick.
Die. Yeah, he's got two hands on this rat. I mean, I've got time to kill of making him take a disadvantaged dex check as he lets go of it and make Greg chase the rats again.
I think you should just hand it to him.
All right, fine.
Yeah, it might be a better idea.
There. Have the rat dagger.
Okay, so I'll take the rat dagger.
And I'm going to run back up here. Here, have a dagger.
I'm gonna...
This is not going to end well. Actually,
no,
I'm
going to not.
There we go.
Greg's going to be up the ramp as I do this. Set the rat on the altar and stab it.
As the knife pierces the rat, there's a horrible screeching noise as it expires, and the cultists and the apparitions fade away to nothing.
Aww. Good job, Greg. Maybe.
And what appears?
Yeah, that's what we're all been waiting for.
Everyone take perception tests.
I always lose this. Why can't I find this? Where the heck is it? Initiative? Where's my perception? Oh, there it is. Doc. Skills, perception, go.
Oh, it's fine. So all of you here, eerily quiet. He is ancient. He is the land. He is ancient. He is the land. He is ancient. He is the land. As quietly, the chanting slowly begins again.
My inquisitiveness overcomes me.
I'm kind of getting inquisitive myself. I'm heading in this general direction as well.
I kind of it's clearly the only thing we haven't investigated yet. So I don't want to get too close, but what does this pile of debris in the bottom part of the room look like?
Can you take a intelligence check or a nature check?
Yeah, they're the same.
I can assist if he needs it, if I can from here.
The Rangers probably knows more about nature than I do.
I'll have to go and have a look at it then.
Oh, no, not really.
Go and stick your nose in this dank, dark corner and tell me what this goop is.
Sure.
Okay, who wants to roll with advantage then?
Oh, I was going to say, I was assuming I was making the roll.
Yeah, so, either or, you would get the test there. And you would recognize it as one of these. It seems to be asleep.
Seems to be asleep.
Seems to be.
Backing away and whispering to my companions, shambling mound, it's sleeping.
Well, I don't know. This is obviously the monster in the basement. I think if our plan is to attack it, we put the vial of fire on top of it.
And we believe
start off by magic missiling the vial, or destroying the vial and catching it on fire, right?
I think that's a great start.
Yep.
And then keeping our range, because the thing is shambling, so probably doesn't move particularly quickly. And then spreading out and just trying to... I don't know that we want to get too close to it, because it probably just tear us a new one.
I don't know.
Agree with that statement.
Looks pretty small and easy at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. So yeah, are you going to go ahead and just set that down there? And
Well, actually.
What's the range on that?
It's thrown. So I think it's like 30 feet or something.
Gotcha. Oh,
from my knowledge of, like, if my guess is correct, do I have to throw it to ignite it? Or can just striking it, well, like...
What you think it is. It would react with oxygen, water, plant matter.
Okay. Because what I don't want to happen is even if I'm like here and I just like throw the orb, right, and I miss and it like hits the wall or something. I would like to. So if I place the orb on the pile and then try to hit it from range, it should ignite, right?
Yeah. Well, depends what you hit it with, but yeah.
Kind of thing, like firebolt.
It might depend more if it, like fire damage, how much forces are behind it, you know. But yeah, it that could work.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay, well then that's what I guess I will do.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get everyone to roll initiative anyway, because we'll assume that you're not going to one-shot this thing.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty fair assumption.
Oh, wait.
We'll also assume that blowing it up with some alchemist fire is going to wake it up.
Probably fair.
I don't even know what alchemist fire does. I know it burns.
Neither do I.
Let me look it up.
On the wrong layer again, that's why it's not working. I rolled a 2 the first time, so it's a 2.
That's okay. I rolled a 10 on the first time, mind if you can change mine. I forgot to do the same thing.
You got a 10, sorry, on your first one?
Mm-hmm. So, Greg, it says you can only throw that at 20 feet.
He's not throwing it. He's going to place it on it and then try and shatter it.
Gotcha.
It doesn't do anywhere as much damage as I thought it did.
Do you still want to do it?
Oh, I mean, it's extra damage. So, like, it's better. I mean, like, Ed could shoot it with his bow. The arrow probably passed through the vial and, like, still do damage.
I will say that it looks like a relatively solid clay pot. So, for an arrow, it would need to have a... Because you're putting it on a soft surface now. So for an arrow to break it, it would need to be a pretty solid dead-on hit.
So you're saying the arrow won't do the damage it breaks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't get to double dip. You're either hitting the mound or you're hitting the pot.
How about a firebolt?
Again, so how about we just see what happens?
Okay.
Rather than me metagaming you.
No, I
think this will be more fun. But we'll be fine. So you place, which square are you putting the, I'm assuming one of these front two.
Right in the middle. Oh, yeah.
No, you can put, like, you can place it, like, obviously it's not restricted. If you want it right in the middle, that's fine. Because, like, you're more than 5 feet tall with arms, so you can, like, stretch and try and place it on.
It's just a tangle of, like, a bramble, right? So.
Yeah.
We can just find some. Even so, if the creature rouses, it's going to fall off and ignite.
Yeah, okay. So,
and then I'm going to run like a little mage girl and hide on the other side of the dais.
Okay. So for this type of thing, I know exactly, I'm not going to fudge it. I know how it's going to work. I've planned it all out now in the 2 seconds we've been talking. Would you like me to, for now and future, explain what is required of you for your thing to happen, or just let you roll dice and then narrate what happens, just so we can get the type of game you want?
No, I mean, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I like the idea of just roll dice and see what happens.
Yeah. So let's do the sorting of the turn. So Gabe is up first. There is a sleeping, shambling mound in the alcove with what you are assuming is a flask of alchemical fire sitting in the middle of it.
And we've obviously got the plan in place. So do you want to hold your action, or do you want to be down there, like, here to be able to charge it whenever it comes running out?
Not really. I honestly want to stay as far away from this thing as possible for as long as possible. I'd have to take an action to, because I'm still holding my battle axe, so I'd have to take an action to, like, put it down or, like, put it away.
Yeah, but we've had all this time to prepare, so you could have whatever weapon you want.
Well, then, yeah, I would want to hold out my, I guess, like, ready a shot as well.
Okay.
Okay, are you aiming for the vial, or are you aiming for a shambling mound?
The mound in general.
But don't shoot yet, because we're waiting for the fire to wake up.
Alright, so you're holding a shot until the shambling mound is awake.
Correct.
Okay, easy. Adara.
I'll firebolt the vial.
Okay, roll to hit for your firebolt.
Woohoo!
Okay, well, That, so you hit the vial. You want to roll for damage? Okay, so the you see the vial, the wax start melting off it, and then suddenly there's an actual explosion, and the chemical fire is instantly ignited and flung in a wide area. So there's now fire in all of these squares and along the back walls here.
Okay.
Would you like to roll me
the D4 damage from the?
No, it's gonna be 5d4.
Cool.
Because he exploded he got a 25 to hit the actual vial and spun like 7 damage into it. So it actually, the vial explodes rather than it cracking and leaking onto it. So.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. So the impact does seem to take on it, and am I on the wrong layer again? You guys can see the shambling mine, can't you?
Oh yeah,
sure can.
I don't think it's going to be able to get out of the alcove. It's too wide.
It's amorphous. It can like
kidding.
It's all stuck in there. Yeah, that was the other option too, is try to collapse the ceiling on it. Somehow I don't think that's good. This thing is huge, right?
Yeah. So for whatever reason, it's not letting me just manually adjust itself, so I'll have to keep a note. So you just did 12?
Yes.
Okay.
12 points of fire damage.
Yeah, so you did 12 points of explosion damage. The fire, as it spreads over it, kind of seems to just fizzle out because it's quite moist, and this fire isn't concentrated enough on it to seem like the alchemist's fire effect is having, because it's been flung everywhere. So it looks like it took full damage from the explosion, but where the fire would have been burning doesn't seem to have been doing as much to it as you would have hoped.
We got 5 rounds of burn damage at the beginning, effectively.
Effectively, yeah.
So okay, that's better than us having thrown it and it just catching on fire and burning, right? Because we did the damage up front.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea.
So the thing is definitely awake now. So before we go to Theseus's turn, we're going to trigger...
is that the surprise, or do we surprise it?
So you are going to get a full round of butchery on this sweet, poor, helpless, been stuck in this second-tier basement that you can only get through the attic of a house for God knows how long. You just came and blew it up. God, sweat the fauna and fauna, the flora and fauna live. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of me mocking you all. Gokfar is up with his crossbow attack that he's been holding.
Wow.
Yep, so unfortunately, that does not hit. Then we go to Theseus, and... yeah, the 14 does not hit.
Yeah. So, that leaves it to me.
So you guys do have... Gabe doesn't, but Sean can actually still do his move from that as well.
Yeah, I'm going to just kind of hang out here.
Okay.
So is that me?
Yes, it is.
So for my bonus action, I'm going to use my Hunter's Mark spell. Now, again, this is a roll 20 question. Do I click the little box next to it to say that I'm using it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you reduce your available slots by 1.
Gotcha.
I mean, you can use it over and over and over. The little boxes beside it are for classes that have to pick which spells they're memming.
Oh, gotcha. So whenever I clicked on Hunter's Mark, though, it actually has me bringing up the dice roll. So I wonder if that's the damage. So I'm just, this is just an experiment.
Oh, it's a spell. So basically all you need to do is mark down that you've used one of your spell slots.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. And then you're putting the Hunter's Mark on Shambling Mine. So I would do, normally I would use one of the little tokens, but I can't find one. So we're just going to write HM with my awesome old handwriting. So it's Hunter's Marked.
And then I will take my attack roll.
You add an extra d6.
Yeah, that's what. So whenever I clicked it, that's what it did.
So an 18 hits.
So I will do the damage. And then
12 piercing damage.
And then I get my additional
Hunter's Marked. Well, 4 is already there, right? From the heart when you
Yeah, but I declared it ahead of time that whether I kept it right, it was just to see what happened by clicking that. So it like effectively didn't happen. Aha, look at that. Turned out to be the right decision.
Yep. I'll keep a log of how much damage has been done to it. There's an arrow floating amongst the muck and filth of this like blob of like greenery and weeds and pond scum and horribleness.
That's how we started this whole conversation off.
Okay, so it reels around and it almost as if it inflates slightly and pulls itself up, and bits of it where it exploded outwards kind of just flop around. And it seems angry, but doesn't do much else this round. Gokvar is up again. No, he missed with his crossbow.
Oh, really quick, were we shooting at advantage or just regular?
You were shooting just regular because it is it doesn't have anything. It was technically prone, but it's also large, so I didn't make it harder to shoot at it.
Gotcha. Well, I guess I should probably like actually pull out my battle axe now that the crossbow idea has failed.
Yeah, so, I definitely think you should come closer to a shambling mind. I'm a big fan.
Well, no, I want to just like kind of stay back, but like have it ready for when it comes close.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to swap weapons out and
yeah,
wait.
Okay. You're
supposed to be the big terrible fighter. Why aren't you up there slicing through this shrubbery?
I don't want to be near
that. It needs a weed eater. Hey, where'd you come from, little buddy?
The rats that were crawled out of the water and like scrambled up the walls here. So they go 5, 10, 15, 20. Do you want a disengaging strike as your reaction?
Like they're attacking me or are they running away?
Oh, this is for Ed, but they didn't attack him on the way past.
Yeah, no, let him go.
Greg?
No.
No, let him go. Okay. The rats, get the fuck out.
Yep. Like, it's not worth it to me to waste an arrow on a rat.
I was checking if you were going to take a disengaging strike, man. I mean, it'd be a real shame if you wasted your reaction.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Okay. Adara?
Yay, magic missile. You get three of those?
It makes you roll the four D4s individually.
Yeah, because you can have different things, right? So,
yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Sorry, the mind did do something on its turn in spite of being surprised. It took some damage. Not as much as you would have thought it would take.
Interesting.
Don't fire there.
My turn.
Yep, sorry. Staying there. Okay. Theseus?
Can't believe no one wants to get up close and personal with this thing.
An 18 hits for 5 damage. Okay. It's just mean, man. Let me play.
Is that correct?
Vessarin. So, yep.
So,
19 hits.
Okay. And then I'll add the Hunter's Mark for an additional 2.
Okay.
So are the arrows actually like sticking or are they just being like sucked into the spongy material that it is?
So the sticking in it, but like a little bit of both. If that makes sense, they're footing into it with an impact, and then kind of as it shambling and moving, as I say about it moving, it moves to here. As it's moving up, it's kind of like its shape's kind of rolling over itself and stuff. And after a couple of rotations of it moving, you notice that it seems to have not be on fire anymore.
There's a little dude in the middle of that icon.
Yeah, it's just a generic shambling mind icon. I wouldn't worry too much.
No, but I'm just like, it looks like there's a little dude's face in the middle of it.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there might be a young mage's face in the middle of this icon soon, and a half orc, and an elf.
I'm just saying, I don't want that. I don't want that little face to be my face.
Good eye. I didn't even see that.
So that's its turn. It didn't. Take any fire damage this turn. There is no fire on it as it seems to have somehow smothered itself out in its reforming shamblingness.
Gabe, that would be you. So you switched over, you have your battle.
Oh, by the way, who took the Cloak of Protection?
It'd be a bit of a shame if no one told me we attuned to the Cloak of Protection, isn't it?
That is a good question. I think we said give it to one of the
tanks. It did take a long rest that they could have attuned to it.
They could have done it if one of the tanks was wearing it.
So who has it?
I don't know.
It went to Gabe.
So Gabe has it.
Yeah. So Gabe, what's your armor class at the moment?
Moment
18. So it's 19. We'll say that you were tuned to the Cloak of Protection on the long rest when you found it. But next time, guys. Next time.
Next time.
Dark you know, enough. Party gets one, DM gets one. Party gets one. It's equal opportunities.
It is.
So wait, should I change that or?
We'll fix your character sheet later, but for now, basically, I will remember that I've actually written down 19 for you already.
All right,
so I will remember.
Oh yeah.
I guess I'll take a shot and see what happens.
A 15 just hits 7. Okay, Adara.
Can I make an Arcana check?
Yeah. What are you looking to
gather? Did it seem the fire seem like now that it's out of the initial explosion area, does it seem more resistant to fire than normal?
Yep. Basically, there's no scorching marks from where the fire was on it or anything like that. It doesn't seem to have been overly bothered by your fire.
Well, this is all I have.
Yeah, 15 just hits. So, yeah, it does take some damage that doesn't leave any scorch marks or anything where you'd normally expect a hit of that magnitude.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I have a sinking suspicion that it has some sort of elemental immunities.
It's got some resistances and immunities. It did take. It looks like it didn't enjoy the fire. It wasn't immune to it.
Having fought a shambling mound before, there's a little bit of metagaming involved here.
No, I know. It's fine. There's a reason why I let you explode it, seeing as you were using a one-use thing on it rather than it just catching it on fire. But you're lucky you rolled well. Yeah, the only way I was going to let you explode it was if you hit it on a 20, and I think you rolled a 25 to hit or something stupid. So, but hey-ho, you know, it fun works. Times. Just roll well. It's easy. We have Theseus is up next. An 8 does not hit. Ed?
Okay, so I think I'm going to take a couple of steps back before I take my next shot.
Yes, away from the doorway. That's just where I want you all.
And shooting.
19 does indeed hit.
And then Hunter's Mark. Hey, a little extra two. It is what it is.
Okay. Then, okay. Go 10, 20, 5 and 10, I should say. Okay, then it's going to lash out at the half-orc. First attack, 17, doesn't hit.
Bumped up to a 19, he's good.
And a 10 doesn't hit. Okay. Yep, that's fine.
Gabe, your rebuttal. Do you want to...
He's battle-axing it now.
Okay.
16 hits. It's doing good. it's like hissing and squelching and making unnatural noises.
Gabe, can I make a small request that you move one square over? I'm just saying, in the event that if someone were to come down and join you, they easily get an advantage.
So because we've not covered this before, the way I'm doing advantage for large creatures like this, if Gabe's in this square here, you get advantage from this one, this one, this one.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right, never mind.
If Gabe's in this square here, you get advantage from those two.
Yeah, so you're actually better off going. Okay, I see what you're doing. So you're better off going back to where you were.
Just remember, if any of you get giantized, that's how it works.
We'll remember that. Mental note.
Okay, then we have Adara.
You just get splattered.
What? Oh, no, I just said it was hissing and making squelchy noises. It's a shambling mind, that's just what it does.
Hey, my turn dashing.
Screw you. Okay. Then we have Theseus. A 17 hits. Three more. So there's like chunks of it which are its path now. You're definitely doing damage to it. It's kind of a little bit more vocal if it had vocal cords. Ed?
I think I'm happy with where I'm sitting. Take a shot. Ooh.
25 will hit.
Ooh, and icing on cake. Damn near.
Okay, so you see it kind of collapses in on itself and is not moving.
Woo! I must have got it in the proper orifice. Gabe, since you're there, do you want to investigate to make sure that it's really dead?
Collapsing on itself and doesn't seem to be doing anything. A 24 hits.
I mean, I just hit it in the face with a battle axe. It didn't do anything.
Fairly certain that it's dead then.
He's not rolled for damage yet.
Oh, roll for damage.
It doesn't do anything. Its form seems to have collapsed in on itself. And
are we comfortable that it's dead?
Can you link Hunter's Mark for me, Ed?
Sure can.
Yeah, option to move it once the creature dies. Which would imply that there's a sense that the creature is... that he knows when he's able to move the mark.
That's why I'm asking, because it kind of null and void certain things. But
how do I
we'll
put
see.
It in?
Just copy and paste if you can't drag it in.
Oh, sure. Actually, it's not letting me copy anything here. What am I... Why can't I just...
I'm pretty sure if it dies, you would have the option to move it. So take me a survival check.
Sure. I'm just curious to how to actually get that into the chat though. Like, what am I missing?
You need to copy the actual highlight and copy the non-book text.
The description. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I've got it.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. I had to get into the gear icon to actually get down to that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you make this test with survival and advantage.
Okay.
You don't think it's dead.
I don't think it's dead. Keep hitting it. Well, Gabe, you already did yours. I think we're up to...
Yeah.
Right now.
Indeed, we are. I'll get cover because we've got... Oh, sad.
Is there like a die roll or something we can make to discern, like, is it Arcana or Nature or...
I just told you that he doesn't think it's... Sorry.
Oh, I know it's not dead.
Discern.
But what's the difference? Like, what? Like...
So you can make a survival check, but you've not... So whilst Greg may have had encounters with a shambling mind before, I assume that Adara's not.
Assuming that Ed has articulated that it's not dead.
Yeah. The only reason he knows is because his hunter's mark ability... Kind of, I'm ruling that he would know on that roll that it wasn't, that he still had prey that he was hunting because of a magical nature of that ability.
So is there a bonus to the die roll with it collapsed?
No. Again, it would be prone, but it's also large, so I'm not going to make you have a disadvantage to attack it because it's still blasting at a shambling mind. And 11 misses.
Theseus.
And 11 misses.
Ooh. All right, I guess I'll keep slinging arrows into this pseudo-semi-dead thing.
13 misses. Oh, as the assault on its form seems to have not relented, you see the core root stem of it kind of reach back into its form. And it kind of doesn't inflate as much as it just swells again with a resurgent menace, and it will attack... The half orc again. 23.
Like regenerating?
No. It had collapsed and was laying prone, and then you kept hitting it, and then it just got back up and started hitting you back. So 12 damage, Gabe. And then its second attack at you, a 22. Holy moly. Take 20 bludgeoning damage.
More like die.
Man down. So you had, what, 24 to start?
Yes, yeah,
so
it did
32.
So you go to zero and are down. It's not more than... It doesn't take you to your starting hit points again, so you don't die. But I believe you're a half-orc.
He is.
So you might want to use your half-orc racial ability to remain on one hit point and not go down.
So is that second wind?
No, it's... Go on, Greg. You know what it's called.
No, it's whenever a half orc's reduced to zero, they basically are a one hit point.
Yeah. Relentless endurance shit. So Gabe is down to one, and he becomes grappled.
Oh, no.
And the shambling. Okay, so.
All right, tank down.
So give me one second.
You have a potion you might want to consider using.
So you are engulfed, Gabe. So I'm just going to move you to here. Okay. So it is your turn, Gab.
So how hard is it for him to drink that potion of healing from where he is in gold? Because he has to make like an opposed check.
So he can take the potion of healing if he wants to, but that would be an action, which would mean that he can't do he can't escape from being grappled, because that would also be an action.
So here's the scenario I'm afraid of. You take the action to get ungrappled. You succeed, you're at one hit point, the thing punches you in the face next round and kills you. Because you can only use that ability as an orc one. I believe.
I am going to try and not...
So he's going to try to break free.
Yep, so you can use strength, or I'll let you use athletics if you want to.
Athletics is a bigger...
Yep, so you break out, you're no longer grappled. That's your action, so you still have a bonus action and your movement.
What's considered a bonus character.
So you have stuff like Second Wind, and does he have Action Surge yet?
Mm-hmm. I think he is. Yeah. I think so.
This is what I was curious.
I think they take a bonus action to activate.
Yeah, I think that's a bonus action. So you can use Second Wind.
D10 plus your fighter level. You're 2. So you just roll a D10. Yep. Womp, womp, womp.
Love that.
Okay, so he's on 4 hit points now.
It's better than 1.
It is better than one. True.
All right. I'm going to step out for just a second. I need to run to the restroom. I'm like wiggling in my chair, so I'll be right back.
Yeah. Adara?
Use my final spell slot.
Yeah. Not a bad roll. Oh. It doesn't look happy. That's Theseus. So, Sean. Oh, you've. Yep. A 24 crit will hit. Okay. So now you saw it reform. You saw the core piece of it, so like the root core that was what drew it all back together. And as it was spitting Gabe back out, as he was struggling through, you managed to snipe your bolt straight in, puncturing the core. And this time, as it drops down to a ground, parts of it start just seeping down and actually not effervescing away, but the water, it just bubbles away. It's floating outwards away from itself.
It's falling apart.
Yeah. And your holy crossbow bolt is still lodged in the core, which is resting on the steps. Oh. Or effectively, we're just waiting for Ed to come back so that he can ask about his hunter's mark.
Right.
Bloody hunter's mark, ruining my cunning plan to deny you experience points. Not a bad fight. I thought I was going to get to engulf someone and add more faces to the pile.
It was close.
So Sean needed to do 4 points of damage to take it down there. So the crit was overkill, but good job.
Oh, is it dead? It was like American Sniper, bro. Oh.
You missed it. You have to watch the VOD to get the role-playing description. So as the filth and residue of it starts floating away in the water, Ed, you feel the fading of its life essence from your hunter's mark.
It is dead. I announced that. I assume everybody knows because I may have been relieving myself in a corner at the time.
Yeah. So, what's the plan?
I'm going to go over and see if I can gather up any of my crossbow bolts from it.
You need to go through how many you fired.
5.
And basically, I will let you either roll odds or evens for each one of them, or you can just have half of them back.
I'll just do half.
Yeah. Sensible people.
Rounding down or up?
Rounding down, because I want to make you gamble.
May I do the same?
Yeah, you can either have half of them, or you can make the rolls.
No, I'll take the half. I find 5 as well, so that's 2.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay, so I'm at 11.
I'm at 37.
Yep, I need to find some arrows, otherwise I'm going to be an archer without an arrow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to, while doing that, sift through the muck and see if there was any good stuff left over.
Yeah, I was just going to ask the same question.
No, there's nothing else in the area that you don't already know about. There's a rat corpse with a rat-headed dagger impaled on the altar. But other than that, it's pretty bleak.
What about the mound that it was protecting?
You want to go over there?
Yeah, kind of take there, a
look. Yeah, there are some little like bones and things of stuff. It looks like it's consumed, but a lot of what was the mound is actually spread now across all of the area.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. So
really quick, I'm going to cast a Cure Wounds on our half-orc.
On the orc.
Yeah, it's no problem. That all works.
So we get 7 back.
Thank you, kind.
All right. Anything else to explore?
The entirety of the stuff you've been exploring. I don't know. Where do you want to go?
That's kind of what I'm asking. Like, is there anywhere else even left to go? Or are we convinced that we've killed the monster in the basement?
I don't think I'm fully convinced. I think that was a monster in the basement. Do we still hear the chanting?
Yep.
Still hear the chanting. So that was a monster, not the monster?
Yeah, I don't think things would be chanting.
So the volume level of a chanting is still at the point where you were like having to take perception checks to hear it.
So meaning it's decreased.
Oh, it's like magnitudes quieter than when you first entered even the house upstairs. It's like you came down, when you were coming down the stairway, there was a faint chanting, but it's like at that level now, but you're in the room where it was coming from.
All right, Sean, I'll follow your lead. My character's pretty convinced we've killed the monster in the basement and we're ready to drink some ale.
I'm going to take a look at the altar, like in detail.
Yeah, so the altar has got carvings of ghouls grasping up all around the sides of the altar, like grasping up, and the mouths open as the blood from a rat is running down. It seems to like pool in their mouths before it runs down to ghouls below them and stuff like that. It has a weird knack of the route that the blood seems to have taken from the sacrifice seems to flow into the mouths of all the ghouls.
So the blood's flowing into the mouths of the ghouls, but nothing's really happening, right?
Correct.
I'm going to guess we need human blood for this.
Too bad I'm not human.
So do you want... sorry, let me double check. Not that bit, this bit. See, people can either take a religion check or an insight check if you haven't trained. Just decide amongst yourselves how you want to do it.
So I do have religion trained at a 4. I've got a sneaking suspicion that Sean's going to have a better shot at this.
I believe Sean just missed it completely.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I just shit the bed on that one.
So Sean's convinced that we need more human blood. Ed's convinced that the sacrifice ending the chanting of one must die appeased whatever was to be appeased, and then we were kind of in a reset state. Anyone else wanting to take any wisdom-y checks?
And I convey that information to the rest of my crew.
The priest is pretty convinced that you need a human sacrifice, though, so if you guys want to roll initiative for each other, I don't mind.
I don't know if I'm down with that.
The half orc's not overly sure either way, just wants to stop bleeding.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, bleeding stopping would be nice.
Here, come over and bleed on the altar.
Is that a thing I can actually do?
You're bleeding, aren't you?
Yeah. If you got blood coming out of you, come pour it on the altar.
So as the blood kind of continues flowing out of him, obviously the pace of his wounds have lessened since you healed him anyway, but it kind of adds to the flow from the rat, and it seems to follow the same path no matter where you spill it on the altar, but nothing additional happens. The volume level doesn't increase. It all seems to be the same, to no effect.
Well, where do we go from here, guys?
So the real question is this really... I'm convinced that we've appeased whatever dark spirit is here. We've killed a monster in the basement.
Okay. Do you all want to make a perception test?
Big brain.
Big brain. Okay. So Gabe and Ed hear some laughing.
Coming from where?
Coming from this direction.
Uh-oh. I share this information with my friends. I don't think this is over, guys.
Which direction?
Right up here.
Oh, boy. Well, I may be a tank, but I don't think I should be charging the battle.
Ed, ping the map where it's coming from.
I can do that.
Yeah, it's coming up from here, this direction here.
Okay.
I think we should go the scenic route around, like here-ish. Can we get back through the secret door, by the way?
It's not a doorway there anymore. It's just an opening.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Would anyone care to join me?
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought I'd...
Yep, he said, I was going to say, Greg's doing his wild thing, man. I'm following my buddy.
There he is.
There who is?
You saw a statue of this gentleman earlier, Sean?
Yep. And now he stands before us.
Hey, folks. At this point in the game, we actually had a little bit of a problem with Greg's audio. And as he had some pretty important role-playing parts in this section, we decided to just call it there. We're going to pick it up again from this point in the next episode. So make sure you're subscribed, and we'll see you again next time.